I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials have confirmed the first documentation of a wolf pack in Colorado in more than 70 years. DNA testing of scat samples taken near an elk carcass in Moffat County last month confirmed the samples came from wolves. Moffat County is in far northwestern Colorado. A measure to replace Columbus Day in Colorado with a new state holiday has initially passed the State House. As CPR's Benta Berkland reports, Columbus Day would stay a federal holiday.
Supporters of the change say Italian explorer Christopher Columbus's arrival in the West ultimately led to the destruction of indigenous populations and their way of life. Democratic Representative Javon Melton says the state should not celebrate Columbus.
I'm not saying that he is responsible for all the terrible things that have happened in this country, but I'm not going to give him credit for all the good. I can't. This man doesn't deserve a day. Period.
The new state holiday in October would be named after Mother Caprini, an Italian-American nun. Opponents say Columbus Day celebrates his pioneering and adventurous spirit.
Benta Berkland reporting. Colorado College is marking construction of Robeson Arena tomorrow with a groundbreaking ceremony. The facility is one of two downtown multipurpose sports venues planned as part of the Colorado Springs City for Champions initiative. The space will eventually host all home games for CC hockey as well as other events. The venue is expected to open next year. Colorado College is 91.5 KRCC's licensee. I'm Abigail Beckman.